भक्ति बरान समझ हो बार की जय। इसका अनुसार चार लड़के जय जय।
आनंद कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। नमचार हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। तेंच कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री कृष्ण गदाधर सुभाषरी गौर भक्त वृंद जय। किशराधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गोवर्धन की जय। श्री वृंदावन धाम की जय। नवदीप माप धाम की जय। जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय। गंगा में चमुना में की जय। जय गणराज श्रीमद भागवतम की जय। जय निताय गौर प्रभानंदे अब वेद भक्त बिंद की जय। आकारिष्ट श्री गुरुवर श्री औरंगा ज्ञानंजनशाखाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। नमो ॐ विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनि नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष सुनवादे पश्यत देश तारिणे। हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपेशा गोपिका कांच राधा कांत नमोस्तुते। सप्त कंचान गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी कृष्णभानुसुते देवी प्रणाम मे हरि प्रिय। पंचाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुरेव च पतितना पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री दैत्य गदाधर श्रीवासिनी गौर भक्तवृंद। ईश्वर परम कृष्ण सच्चिदानंद विग्रह अनादि राधे गोविंद सर्वकारण कारणम गोविंदमादि पुरुषं तमहं भजामि। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। जय श्री प्रभुपाद की जय। राज श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
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 नारायणं नमस्कृत्य
नारायणं नमस्कृत्य
नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं अतो जयं मुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अवद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतं सेवया भगवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्ति भवति नैष्टिके। from Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter 4, the appearance of Sri Narada, that is number 23.
Ta
eta
eta
rishayo
rishayo
vedam
vedam
swam
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 peshyan
peshyan
ani katha
ani katha
shishyai
shishyai
pasyai
pasyai
tasyishaye
tasyishaye
vedas
vedas
ke
sakhino
sakhino abhavan
abhavan
te etarishayo vedam
te etarishayo vedam
te etarishayo vedam
te etarishayo vedam
Swam Swam Persanane Kada
Swam Swam Persanane Kada
Swam Swam Persanane Kada
Swam Swam Persanane Kada
Shishai Prasyaishta Shishai
Shishai
Prasyaishta Shishai
Shishai Prasyaishta Shishai
Vedaste Sakhino Bhavan
Vedaste
Sakhino Bhavan
Vedaste Sakhino Bhavan
Te Etarishayo Vedam
Te Etarishayo Vedam
Swam Swam Vyasan Anukkara Edakara
Swam Vyasan Anukkara
Shishai Prasayesta Shishai
Shishai Prasayesta Shishai
Vedaste Sakhino Abhavan
Vedaste Sakhino Abhavan
Te Etarishayo Vedam
Te Etarishayo Vedam
Swam Swam Vyasan Anekatha
Swam Swam Vyasan Anekatha
Shishai Prasayesta Shishai
Shishai Prasayesta Shishai
Vedaste Sakhino Abhavan
Vedaste Sakhino Abhavan
Etarishayo Vedam
Etarishayo Vedam
Swam Swam Vyasyandane Kada
Swam Swam Vyasyandane Kada
Shishai Prasyishai Stashishai
Shishai Prasyishai Stashishai
Vedaste Sakhino Bhavan
Vedaste Sakhino Bhavan Etarishayo Vedam
In their own interested matters.
Their own interested matters.
Yesyam.
Yesyam.
Rendered.
Rendered.
Anekadha.
Anekadha.
Many.
Many.
Shishai.
Shishai.
Disciples.
Disciples.
Parashishai.
Parashishai.
Grand disciples.
Grand disciples.
Tatshishai.
Tatshishai.
Great grand disciples.
Great grand disciples.
Pedate.
Pedate.
Followers of the respected Vedas.
Followers of the respected Vedas.
Sakina.
Sakina.
Different branches.
Different branches.
Abhavan.
Abhavan.
Thus became.
Thus became.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. All these learned scholars in their turn render their entrusted bearers unto their many disciples, grand disciples and great grand disciples. And thus the respective branches of the followers of the bearers came into being. What? The original source of knowledge is the Vedas. There are no branches of knowledge, either mundane or transcendental, which do not belong to the original text of the Vedas. They have simply been developed into different branches. They were originally rendered by great respectable and learned professors. In other words, the Vedic knowledge broken into different branches by different disciplic successions has been distributed all over the world. No one therefore can claim independent knowledge beyond the Vedas. So the background of this chapter is that how Srila Vyasa came into this universe, appeared, and also how he presented this Vedic knowledge. So all this Vedic knowledge, first that's only one Veda. So in order to transmit the Vedic knowledge properly and also in an understandable manner, he's divided this Vedas into four. That's why it came four different Vedas. So then here description is given that all this Vedic knowledge has been transmitted from the master to the disciple, and master to disciple, master to disciple, like that. Disciples, grand disciples, and great grand disciples, in this succession. So, so this is just for the well-being of the human beings, in order to understand what is the ultimate goal of life, what is the ultimate goal of knowledge, what is the destination, what to reach, how to reach. So these are different forms of knowledge and how to understand God. So these different forms of Vedic knowledge are beaten in order to enlighten the human beings, the living entities, especially the human beings. I said, unless one is trained in the Brahmanical culture, one will not be able to understand what is the importance of Vedic knowledge. So this Brahmanical culture means following the rules and the regulations and the basic sadhana, this austerity, devotional austerity, not giving too much importance to the bodily needs, but rather to the
development of the soul, enlightenment of the soul, one who became interested in understanding about the ultimate duty, ultimate journey, ultimate destination, the prime duty of mankind, one who is interested. So they are the Brahmins. So when one becomes interested and one is eligible to actually study and listen to the Bhagavatam. And so the Vedic knowledge, the cream of all Vedic knowledge is this Srimad Bhagavatam. So therefore this Srimad Bhagavatam is a specifically designed by the mercy of the Lord and the Vyasadeva in the literary incarnation of Lord Krishna in order to enlighten the conditioned living entities. So therefore here Prabhupada says in purport, no one can claim, therefore can claim independent knowledge beyond the Vedas. So whatever knowledge that one actually needs to know, everything is there in the Vedic science and Vedic culture. The modern forms of knowledge, as say, can be Western science, philosophy, this, that, so many things. So all these things actually, if one studies very carefully, they will be seen from the Vedas. But the modern scientists cannot know that. They think that they are doing it by their own intelligent research work, by their own scientific knowledge that they are discovering. But actually, if one studies very carefully, that in a form which is a kind of a hidden, everything is in the very culture, very knowledge. And they are even much more than what modern science can detect and understand. For example, the nature of the mind. The scientists are quite bewildered these days. I don't know what the mind is. They don't know what the consciousness is. But you can see that all the Vedic literatures mentioned in the forms. But the only qualification necessary is that one has to develop this Brahminical culture. Brahminical qualification, then one will be able to understand this in a very subtle, very hidden, and in the most higher forms of knowledge, much more than the Vedic literatures. So therefore, Vyasadeva was writing all these Vedic literatures in order to enlighten the conditioned souls. But the background of this chapter is that you can see that when indeed the Vyasadeva, although he wrote all these wonderful literatures, still he was not very happy. He felt something missing, although the wonderful literary work. So therefore, the title of this chapter is called Appearance of Sri Narada. So why Narada appeared? How Narada came? How Narada appeared to Sri Vyasadeva's hut in Padrika Ashram. Okay. Now, Padrika Ashram, when you go to Padrika Ashram in the Himalayas, you can see that that's called Vyas Kupa. The residence ashram of the Sri Vyasadeva. Said that Vyasadeva is still there. Patrika ashram, Himalayas. So Narada Muni appeared because Vyasadeva was not feeling very happy. And Narada Muni is his spiritual master, Vyasadeva's spiritual master. So that is the reason why he was not happy. He also explained that a part of the chapter that so he had written so many literatures, but still he was feeling kind of not very satisfied. Therefore, this is a spiritual master appeared, and then his spiritual master told him that the reason of your unhappiness is that you have not specifically filed in order to glorify the Supreme Personality of Godhead, his pastimes, his activities. Although you have done all this wonderful literary work, but you have not specifically compiled qualifications for wonderful pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. So therefore, this is Srimad Bhagavatam can manifest in the last day, because so by glorifying the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one would get the ultimate happiness, the ultimate goal, ultimate satisfaction. So that is the so this is the goal of all living entities, meaning to glorify, to serve, to glorify, to offer, to render an alloyed service in order to please the Lord in all circumstances. So that's the import, is the actual purpose. And Srimad Bhagavatam specifically is designed to inspire the living entities this way in order to track and in order to understand and how to glorify the Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, all these Vedic function of this Vedic is that by reading Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, especially in this age of Kali, then man will get the ultimate goal and ultimate understanding about the purpose of the human form of life. So therefore, this is not an ordinary thing. In order to seek the ultimate knowledge, the absolute truth, it's not an ordinary ordinary process. Because, especially in the age of Kali, the living entities, including the human beings, they are all completely all influenced by the material modes of nature, which is very, very powerful, modes of material nature. So powerful that even at the point of coming to Krishna consciousness, one is liable to be carried away by Maya. Even at the point of coming to Krishna consciousness. So I come to Krishna consciousness movement, and I resolve that let me continue my Krishna consciousness service. But after 1 year or 2 years, and what happens? Something happens in the mind. Mind is always wandering. Oh, this, I like to do this, I like to do that. Well, at some point, when the influence of the modes of material nature is so prominent, so powerful, that even a person, a sincere devotee may even be taken away by the influence of this external energy of the Lord. But it happens. See, it happens all the time. So therefore, it is not very easy to to try to serve the Lord. Rather, the influence of the modes of material nature is such that the alloys of the sincere soul trying to be taken away. So therefore, unless one has the special blessings of Srila Vyasadeva and his representative, the spiritual master, so it is not very easy to to gain enough strength in order to be protected yourself, ourselves, from the influence of the modes of material nature. So therefore, they say, learning how to develop this Brahminical culture, they say, this What we are doing is called a brahmanical training. Training how to be a servant of the Lord. Now with that, although I may encounter ups and downs, and difficulties in my humble attempt to be a sincere follower of the footsteps of the great Acharyas, Vaishnavas, I may encounter great difficulties. So therefore, in order to protect oneself from such difficulties, so one must live in the association of the devotees, called Sadhu Sangha, association of devotees. So because among the sadhus, among the devotees, the prime subject matter is to actually discuss, to meditate on the wonderful instructions given in the Vedic like the Srimad Bhagavatam. But these are the topics released by the devotees only. Non-devotees like, you know, this, maybe a big brilliant scientist, maybe a, you know, person is a scientist, but he would be only interested in the, you know, in the activities of the external energy of the Lord. But the Srimad Bhagavatam is the internal, the higher and most important aspects of knowledge, because unless one is trained, unless one gets a little training, then he or she won't be interested. That's what happens. Like the colleges and universities around the world, all the, you know, like so-called intelligent people go there, but they only discuss only the most useless knowledge. So that way, and most of their life is spent in that way, and even up to the end of coming to the, you know, the end of life, unless, you know, they are, you know, somehow by their good karma, if they did not do any good karma in their past life, then they won't be able to see a devotee. So therefore, by the blessings of Rupa Mahaprabhu, like they did say, Sankirtana movement, by this process of Sankirtana program, that when one goes to the university, let's say someone is going there to preach, or to distribute some books, or to talk to the professors and students, and that association, you give association, association in, you know, various forms. Sometimes you give association by, you know, doing a nice sadham. Sometimes you, you know, by discussion, philosophy, or sometimes by the form of preaching, or sometimes going in kirtan, like in chanting. Like, you know, that way, you know, many, you know, students will have the chance to, you know, see and associate with the devotees. That way, you know, their torment, the Krishna conscious desire will be revived. This is a great service of, called the benefits of preaching program. The preaching program, it comes in different dimensions. So preaching in different forms. So sometimes direct preaching, sometimes indirect preaching, in different forms. But in any case, the result is that the individual will be able to somehow or other get the blessings of the Lord, Sankirtan movement. So you saw, even by seeing a devotee, you say the devotee, because the pure devotee has such a power that thus someone seeing him from even from a long distance, just by, you know, having a glimpse of that pure devotee walking on the street or somewhere, you know, by good karma. And the living entity, the person who sins as an elevated soul, is guaranteed that in his next life, you know, he will be born as a devotee. But that power.